More than 1,000 students and faculty packed the University of Connecticut's Hugh S. Greer Fieldhouse Wednesday night as school leaders spoke against the state legislature's proposed $300 million budget cuts to the university. University President Susan Hurst announced Saturday morning that the cuts would close UConn Health, as well as some regional campuses, Division I sports, and academic programs. Hurst says the budget would also cut financial aid and end international programs. Undergraduate Student Government President Irma Valverde says legislators shouldn't punish college students for the state's budget troubles.
There is no doubt that the state is not in the best financial situation, but it should not be the burden of students and families across Connecticut to pick up after them. We should not have to do this and put this on students and their families.
Valverde says the past 3 years at UConn have been, quote, the best years of her life, because of the special opportunities she gets here. Mansfield State Representative Greg Hadid says he had to do something last Friday that he never thought he'd have to, defend UConn and the, quote, future of the state of Connecticut, as he spoke on the House floor of representatives. Hadid tells UConn supporters that they have to push Governor Daniel Molloy to veto the cuts.
One man.
Some graduate students also say they're unhappy about the proposal. Stephen Monocastri is the president of UConn's Graduate Employee Union. He says public education is and always will be an investment that, quote, any rational government should make.
We can easily balance the budget, invest in our state, and diversify our economy for a more stable and prosperous future if we are willing to prioritize education, students, and working class people over profits.
Monocastri is a sixth-year doctoral candidate studying political science. He says the $300 million cuts to UConn's budget are a, quote, attack on university students and workers, as well as on Connecticut's working class. Seventh-semester computer engineering major Pete Garcia says he thinks UConn is one of the state's best sources for job talent. He says that because of this, he does not understand why the legislature would keep defunding the university.
Why cut off one of the major sources of some of the good quality jobs here when that's already been the excuse for a lot of other companies like GE for leaving, is that, you know, all of the young talented people are going to Boston. Well, the people that are staying here, a lot of them are going here to get jobs to stay in the state. So why would you cut that off?
If the budget goes through, state funding for UConn would drop from $624 million in 2017 to $315 million in 2019, a $309 million decrease over 2 years. The state has already cut funding for the university by $142 million since 2010. This has increased student costs, cut jobs, and frozen payments. Although Hurst says the current budget offer is, quote, appalling, she did support an earlier offer that would have cut funding by $108 million over 2 years. Valverde says that all students who live in Connecticut should contact their legislators, tell them personal stories, and advocate for funding UConn. For WHUS News, I'm Darden Livesay.